after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hello, everyone. What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. Man, shout out to, we got someone helping pay the bills to run the show. Big up to that. And that person is from Audible. That's audible.com. Audible.com has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice at audibletrial.com/SteadyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. And again, you can get a free audiobook there. That's at audibletrial.com/SteadyJ. All right, so now we got the visits out in order. Go ahead and bring my team on the in the building. My girl Mia Eliani and girl Jojo. What's up?
What's up? Happen.
Oh man, how much is Monday? It's a great day. It's just a great day. It's been great because the Patriots are getting what they deserve for cheating. It's just a great day. I can't complain.
I'm glad you had a great Monday.
Oh, I did. I'm so shout out to. I mean, the weather, man. The weather today was pretty cool. After all this rain we had this weekend, ridiculous. God, I'm like, Texas, man. People don't understand it's not in Texas. They don't get when we say Texas weather is bipolar. Like, we really mean it. Like,
very.
You could be going outside 90 degrees. Then 10 minutes later, it's raining and it's about to hell if you don't be careful. And then
you
maybe
know what,
another
Steady?
10 minutes, it's a tornado coming.
You know what, Steady? I went to the beach yesterday for Mother's Day with my kids and my homegirl and her kids, right? We get there,
right.
It's raining. We get over there to the water. It stopped raining. We take the kids into the water so they can play. It starts raining again. We go out of the water to go put our phones up. It stops raining. And it was doing that the whole time we were there. It was like every 10 or 15 minutes it started raining. And then the sun would come out like nothing. And then it will go back to raining.
Right. See, and did y'all take the forecast before y'all left? Did it say it was going to rain?
You know what? You can't pay attention to a forecast in Texas. That's highly impossible. It could say it's 90%
chance of rain.
I ain't
going to waste
none
of my time. Before I go to the beach, I'm checking it out. They ain't going to waste my time.
But it was bright and sunny on the way there. And then when we get close to that beach, it gets cloudy. And we're like, oh, God, no. And we get there, and it's raining, and we're like, well, we already paid, so we might as well go. And we get out the car, and we start walking over there towards where the, like, water is and everything, and it stops. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess it was just, like, one of those things where it wants to rain for some minutes, and it stops. But it just, it was being bipolar. It wanted to rain, and then it didn't want to rain, and then it did, and then finally it stopped.
That's crazy.
Ridiculous. We had tornadoes. It was tornadoes in the area. Shoot, hail threatening coming in the area. There were some thunderstorms in our area, but I didn't have dodged all the craziness. Well, except for the rain. The rain was out of line. But Mia, I know this weekend you was working on something very hard. Like, what the hell? Like, did you take a super battery to do that? I was like, what the heck is this?
Man, I think I'm Superwoman. I think that's what it is. That's all it is.
Oh, so tell the people what you did this weekend that, you know, why I'm saying that made you Superwoman.
I had a show. And the whole week was fucked up, first of all. I have to add that. It came down to I had to record my new song an hour before I hit the stage. We missed sound check. I had to create my own sound check because I was in diva mode, and I was like, fuck this. So I ended up creating my own sound check. And, yeah, man, I did that show, and I only had like an hour of sleep, and the next morning I had to do a music video. So it was fucking crazy.
Actually, I had a chance to go to it last week, and it was.
You did come. I appreciate that.
Pretty,
I didn't tell you thank you, did I?
You didn't, but it was funny because this is going to show about how some people assume that I'm just so Hollywood, but I'm not. I'm one of those people that I move in the shadow. Like, I really do move in the shadows. And Mia literally did not know who I was.
Oh, my gosh.
She
I walked right
past was at first. I remember saying, hey, what's up? And she's like, oh, hey.
Who are you?
I didn't say who I was at first, but she walked by, hey. And then and I had
that was pretty funny.
Like, you know what? Let's have some fun with this.
And you're an asshole for that. You didn't even say anything. That's
fucked up. Because it was funny. I realized you didn't know who I was. Okay, cool. This time I get to have a little fun with this. But it was cool. I liked your energy and your performance. Like, she really does go hard, like she said she does. Like, it's not just this whole... Bam, I'm just saying I'm going hard. You're saying that she really does it. And
pretty
I was trying to get some tacos next door. We got quesadillas next door, man. They was hitting.
Oh,
chocolate.
My God. He bought me
chocolate.
A quesadilla, and it tasted like
all night. Yeah, I had to pay for my drinks. I was like, crying. I had to pay for a few because I was kind of on a mission of drinking. And, also, too, shout out to you. Oh, man, y'all, when she said on Facebook and Instagram and all that, she bring the chicks out. Good.
It was fun or not? You know that was
like you.
Everybody said,
you,
who were those girls?
I was like, I got to go home. I got to get ready for work the next day. I have nothing to play with y'all today.
I got some bad bitches on the team. We got some new ones, too. You got to meet those, too. I'm starting to think about Pretty Cartel. Yeah, all the bitches I'm with and Pretty Cartel. They crazy.
Yeah, they was something in there, man. It just kept coming. Like, I can't keep up after a while. I was like, you know what, man? I didn't sign up for this. I wasn't ready. Someone had to give me a warning shot to let me know, hey, you finna get ready to see a lot of Sunny J, just let you know.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun. Did you have fun? He was dancing on the dance floor by himself. I got to put you on blast. It was hilarious. I should have recorded you, but I did not.
See,
what was your turn up
you
song? What did you say your ratchet song was?
Well, I don't know. I started finding another ratchet song after another.
Yeah, you danced to two. I said, look at him go. He can actually dance. He went low and get stuck or nothing with the old ass. I'm excited with that. Oh, look at him get up.
You see, that's the funny. A lot of people think I'm just this nerdy bookworm. They just stay at the home at the house. You know, I'm not. You know, they just don't realize that. Hey, you're a lot more lively than. Hey, I do my bookworm stuff too, but man, yeah, I'm not bored.
No, you're actually
when
fun.
You
I'm pretty
show,
sure. If you were drunker, it would have been funner, but.
Yeah, so big ups to that. Yeah, you had. Man, you had some chicks that was there, man. Shout out to the, especially that girl in the purple. Was over there by the wall. Boy, she got that wall. Turned my head one second.
And she started twerking.
Lost my damn mind.
Oh, man. Fun times. Kicking it with me is always going to be crazy.
Yeah, so that was cool, man. It was great to meet you for the first time. Shoot, that being said, y'all, because... today we're back to doing more interviews like really regularly. Today's show in a bit we're gonna have a girl Luscious Strawberries in the building who is a plus size model and owner of Naked Nightlife Entertainment. She'll be talking to us about how she's successfully managing her brands and how she has what she also has in store for the summer. So got a lot for you. We come back after this. I'm gonna play another female artist. And you probably heard this one before. You haven't heard this artist on here with us before. For another hot one, you will definitely approve of her. This is my girl, Red Shades. This is Relapse.
Damn, since you left, I ain't really heard nobody as nice.
I ain't heard nobody.
What you do? Did you graduate from school? There's some rumors now that you take flight. You looking good, see you back on the market. When you pass, everybody looks twice. It's all love, and I know you grown up, but damn, will you pick up that mic? I did now, so thanks for asking. Was in a dark place, and I lost my passion. Embarked on a journey where the music didn't concern me. I didn't care about nothing, I don't know what happened. Feeling under pressure, confidence was lacking. And it's probably because my ex lost all attraction. And damn, that's a tough pill to swallow. Only thing I could do is drown in my sorrow. Nah, fuck that shit. I can never trust that shit. Y'all be on that old dumbass shit. Middle finger up, I be twerking in the club with my day ones. And you know they love that shit. Yeah, we look good, never answer the bad bitch. People wanna see you fail, wanna see you get ratchet. People making their assumptions, think I'm living the lavish. I ain't did nothing yet, I'm just getting established. But luckily, if I grind then in due time, I can live a life of luxury. Light one for me. I don't even smoke and don't know how to roll, but they show a lot of love to me. I'm getting looks from your main. No, this pimping ain't a thing. Don't be mad, cause they give a lot of hugs to me. Can't get enough of me. And I don't know what it really is, but I look out for my people when they feel the kid.
You know what? I've been doing a lot of things since I've been gone. I graduated school, was looking for a job. You know, now I'm a flight attendant, so I'm always taking flights. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not to be cocky. I thank God every single day, but I had some things that I had to take care of. But you know what? It's time to get back to business, all right?
And it sucks because I see you mad. I'm versatile with a dose of the Libra swag. And I ain't perfect, but I'm worth it more than what is on the surface. Personality is jazz like Aaliyah had. But some days couldn't. Barely on my feet. I was on my own, couldn't. Now I'm on a street. They hit up my phone, wanna peek, but I be a tease. I stay all alone, but I smile on them. Then I wild on them, then I'm out on them. I'm just a youngin' trying to live a life. And I can't promise you tomorrow. tomorrow, cause I fly tonight. So just be happy in this moment and do what I like, and I reciprocate it too as long as you're my type. A shout out to the Beano and Mac Town to the 813, yo. But listen, J.A. holds me down, I'm a rep to the end, without them, no me, yo. Can't forget Blog Talking 09, all them grown folks showing me love. Computer lady, Goofy Bone said he J smells so good, then we had so much fun. Fast 4 years later, probably in 011, Button Pusher and Andrew Woods, heavy hitters, and they always going hard for a sister, so thank you, man, it's all good, red shades, bitch.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sonny J, Nia Eliani, and JoJo. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Quick question.
Announcements I got to make. Announcement, Thursday, as far as the Thursday show, Real Spirit Radio will not be back on until the 28th. Will not be back on the 28th due to the fact that the main host, she will be traveling on a cruise. So damn jealous of her, but I'm gonna get over it. She sucks.
You suck, Cody.
Okay, and I can say she sucks because she's also my sister, so I can get away with that. But no, so she'll be good. She said she'll be bringing the show back on then, that way, you know, she gets time to breathe and come back, and then bam. So I can't wait, because like the pocket change letters is like a pile of pocket change letters now. It's like oh my god, we gotta read these letters. So I can't wait for that. Oh man. Okay, so and I'm checking for our guests. Like, when you got a bunch of people, man, I'm telling you, like, today's one of those days where a bunch of people have called in, and I'm literally having to do some searching. Okay, she's on, actually. So, yeah, I'm going to do some more searching. All right, so while I'm narrowing that down, first thing I wanted to also mention is, May 30th, while we're talking about shows, May 30th will be the debut of JoJo's show. We need your help. Go to her Instagram. That's Southwest JoJo, SWJOJO, and give her some suggestions or show names, and we'll pick four of the best ones and then decide from there. So come up with some different ideas. Make sure it's cool. Make sure you do what we like to do best: Google search, and make sure it's unique. You know what? No basic behind show name. So yeah, there you go. All right, hold on. Okay, let me see. That's her there. Willing to bet. All right, is that my girl Strawberry?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing? You got that little voice. How you doing?
Oh man, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Man, you're one of the hardest working women in the industry. I watch how you work, and you're one of those people that cannot, you know, that no one can deny. Like, if someone come at you and say, man, Strawberry doing nothing, bro, it's like, go look at the feed, go talk to people. You know, different areas, they will vouch for you that you own your stuff, and that's when you know you're working hard. So I got to definitely salute you for that.
Thank you. I try to stay busy.
So for those who want to know, because I know there's some stalkers people on that listen to the show, what area are you from that you represent most? Cause I know you move around a lot.
Well, tonight it'll be Georgia.
Okay, Georgia, man. I haven't been to Georgia yet, and I plan on sometime by next year doing that. So I will definitely do that.
Okay, that'll be cool. Y'all let me know.
I will, but yeah, because me and me, I know Mia was talking about she was like having this rant last week. I'm going to move ACL. So yes, she was going in on Facebook. I'm going to ACL today.
Yes, I was done with Dallas.
Man, hey, I be having them moments too, man. I be ready to, my prayers to God, man. Don't make me move too soon. Let me move right at the right time when I ain't mad, and I just like leave and go, oh damn, this nigga just left.
Crazy.
So like, how did you get your start in the industry, by the way?
It started with a picture that was posted back in 2012. That's when I was being featured a lot on Addicted to Curves, and a guy from New York seen my picture on there, and then a lot of people just kept requesting for her to feature me on her page, and it just went from there.
That's what's up. So, man, like, well, which one would you say, as far as the features you've done so far, what would you say is the best one you've done? And, yes, I put you on the spot like that because that's what I do best.
What is my best feature? I'm going to have to probably say HG Magazine and Nuts Magazine and the magazine that Melvin Hicks is now coming out with.
And why? What makes you pick those out of all of them? Because you've been, I said, you've been working pretty hard.
I kind of went out of the box a little on my photo shoots with those, so and it came out okay.
It's okay, like it's okay. That's it. Okay.
I mean, it came out wonderful. We got great reviews, and they waiting on some more new material and. I got a lot of stuff I just haven't put out yet. I kind of like sit back and wait for a minute and let them think I'm not doing anything, and then I'll put out some more.
Hey, I think all of us in the show do that. It's fun. It's fun letting people think you ain't doing nothing and slide some stuff on them.
Exactly.
I like people thinking. I want them to think I'm broke as heck. I'm like, yeah, man, he broke. He ain't. You ain't got nothing, man. Like, please ain't that so you don't be begging for nothing for me when you find out otherwise.
Right.
So, yes. Like, now, as far as being a plus-size model, like, what's your take on the industry as far as, like, all of a sudden now, like, I keep peeping and everyone's like, the plus-size is in, like, 2015, they decided to make that, like, now plus size is in. Like, what's your take on that?
They're saying it's in, but a lot of the girls are like, they're not really putting in the work, so to me, they're really not in.
Oh.
I mean, you can post on social media 24/7, but if you ain't doing it in the real world, to me, you ain't in.
I love her. She reminds me of me. I love her a lot. Like, they ain't working. They got shit on me.
I mean, and most of the girls, they, like, real gullible. So they think, okay, they get some likes on a picture that they automatically modeling. Plus, no, I mean, you got to take it to the real world. Because eventually, where are you getting on social media? I mean, nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You just get thirst and likes. That's all you get.
That's all. You got to be able to do it in the real world, and they don't want to put in the work for that.
That's why I call those social models, because they don't, you know, as long as they get some likes and other people hit share, they feel like they're doing something. But, man, that's cool.
Right.
Like, so this one girl's hating it. Yeah, I don't know who he think he is. He only got 5 likes in his pictures, but I don't get into all that.
Because
I know that everything else that needs, the numbers that need to matter, that number doesn't reflect it. So I don't trip out of that.
Exactly. Like, I don't care. Like I say, I don't look at the people that support me as fans, because I look at them way more than just a fan. But I don't need the attention. I don't care about the likes because off of social media, I still do the same thing in the streets. And
hey,
I tell people what's on Facebook is what I put on Facebook. You don't let Facebook give you the idea to determine what type of person I am because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as my job. But I don't just sit on the computer and on the phone all day posting pictures. No, I do this in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I get out and see the people. I get out and have events where the people from Facebook or in whatever area have a chance to actually meet me since everybody seems to think I'm a fake person.
What? Hold on.
What?
Where is my sound effect for that one?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I get a lot of guys, a lot of people inbox me saying that it can't be a real page because I can't be a real person. And I'm like, for one, I'm too busy. I have, like, two regular full-time jobs outside of what I do with the industry stuff. So I don't have time to find pictures of a chick to post 24/7.
Girl, that means you sexy. That means you popping. If they think you fake, you popping.
And I appreciate the females that are using my pictures to create pages saying they're me. I appreciate that as well.
Wow. You on. She got fake pages.
Yeah, I appreciate all that. But
stop using her pictures if y'all listening.
I am a real person. And, like, when they actually meet me, they were like, oh, damn, you is real. Yeah.
Ain't it crazy? Like, I mean, I thought me was fake until I met her. I still think, even JoJo, but sometimes I don't think it's necessary you think that's fake. On some cases, sometimes it's just hard. It's just, sometimes it's just surreal to see that, man, that person actually looks like that person. Looks like the same.
You look like
person.
Your picture, yeah.
Right.
Because people, man, they be, you see them in person, that the magazine people and whatnot do so much magic to them, you don't even realize who the person is anymore.
Now, I can say one thing about that. None of my pictures have been edited from my photo shoot.
Wow.
Everything,
the only ones that has been edited is the ones that have, like, maybe, like, they put a like, little background or something or some kind of graphics. Other than that, my pictures are not edited, retouched, none of that. That's me.
See, you mean everything.
Like, I have never heard a model say that before. That's dope as hell.
My last photo shoot, I get that.
Right. It's like I did a photo shoot last month, and that was the one that I posted where I kind of came out of the box and did some different stuff. Those pictures were, I posted them as is. They were not like retouched or anything except for the ones that he decided to go back and add graphics and things to too. I mean, you do too much work to pictures and they don't look like the person.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I know, like small. See, I'm always the person. Okay, small blemish cleanup, no problem with that. It's when they start doing this stuff where this person got an astronomical ass and it's not real. But y'all gonna get strawberries? That when y'all seen that picture? That's real.
Well, mine's is real. There's
that's
no
real.
Injection.
What's your Instagram? I gotta follow you.
You might go check that out, Mia. So you gonna do your
you know, I'm gonna look at the ass. What? What's
Instagram? Yeah, everything on me is real. My Instagram is Strawberry the Model.
Yeah,
well, Strawberry _DA_Model. But
yeah,
I get a lot of people ask me about my ass. My ass is real. No injections, no surgeries, no none of that stuff.
Okay, so that means. And if you from Texas, you know about this. Does that mean she didn't go to Wee Wee? Big up to that.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
She got that ass. Good God.
She get the Wee Wee ass.
She got the Wee Wee ass, but she
didn't get it done. It was, you know, that was
yeah,
God.
That's
good God.
I can. She said she don't touch up her pictures or nothing. Oh my goodness, girl, you gotta follow me. I can't see all your pictures. I just see ass in your profile pic.
Well, send me the thing and I'll go approve it for you right now.
I already sent it, boo boo. I'm two steps ahead of you.
All right, so I feel like now there's another part of your business you do as well, which, man, I'm for the ladies out there, this is for y'all because I know y'all will be excited. Tell them something about what the ladies can love that you do, because I'm let you big it up. Me bigging it up, it don't really sound good.
You say tell you something about what?
You do something for the ladies every so few weeks or whatever.
The mail reviews?
Yeah, there you go. No, I didn't want to sound too excited about it.
I
was in it. You know, I'm not in it, so, I can't sound too excited about it.
Yeah, we have the mail reviews for the ladies, and then I'm actually in the process of finding a building in Georgia where I can start having some ladies to come and do shows for other ladies and for the men as well.
Mm. You hear me? This, ooh.
My gang is going.
I
get excited when I hear people talk about business. People don't get me, man. I'm telling you,
Okay, well, you want to talk about business?
Let
me give you the rundown of what the business is. The business is that I'm doing is I am in the process of getting my logos made for a skincare and cosmetic line I have coming out called Fetish. I have an online jewelry boutique called Fetish Styles. I've had that about maybe a year and a half now. Then I still work two regular full-time jobs here in Georgia. Then I have three guys, and that's music artists that I deal with, which one of them is probably on the line listening now. That's called Ball City Music Group. Then I have the Naked Nightlife Entertainment, which deals with the male and female dancers. I mean, I can go on and on about everything I'm doing.
Girl, are you married? Do you like women? You sound like I need to marry you. I got two full-time jobs, eight jobs. I don't get tired.
I get a lot of women that try to talk to me. I don't mind playing with the ladies and having fun with them. I don't judge or criticize because that's just me. I'm a friendly person.
Oh, okay. I like to have fun. Somebody practice an interview.
I'm a fun person, but I'm in the process of getting a music artist, getting them together. He's supposed to call in today, but his name is Clever Boy. He's on probably online now. One is called Face, and one is called Nate. So we're, getting things together them to get their music took off where it needs to be. Like I said, I'll do deal with some of everything.
Okay, we opened up this line. I think this might be him. Let me see. Another call from 229. Who we got?
It's Clever. I don't know if you can. You hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello.
See, my second power told me that to open up that line. There you go. What's up, bro?
You had hit my line a few times, but she hadn't came on yet, so I didn't want to interrupt. I think he was looking for her.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you. And I must admit, first off, I do want to say she is 100% real. I've met her more than one time. I'm very glad and blessed to be working with her and be a part of the group that I'm part of now. Being a part of the music industry for the last 7 years, I'm still kind of, fresh in it, and I've learned a lot, from her. We basically talk, every day, every other day, and I'm a person that loves to learn, so I love to listen, and she, can go on and on about a lot, as in me listening now, so she's very fun to work with. I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate her, her whole full group, all the moves she's making. Like I say, I'm learning from it. My two cousins that are artists as well, Faith and Nate the Great, are learning from her as well.
That's what's up, man. Yay. And it's always good to hear people say that. Other people start talking about you. That let you know that you're not just saying it. Like, it's clear.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I really appreciate that, man.
Thank you for calling me, Gilbert. Like, so when she's walking, like, does it jiggle or does it, like, slow motion? Like, how it be when it walk?
Are you
It's okay, Clara. You can answer.
Well, okay, I know who's asking me that because I would gladly answer. I have looked more than one time, so I'll gladly answer that. I'm like, I'm bringing it down fine. It actually has like a little jiggle to the left and a jiggle to the. Let me stop. she is a very nice looking lady myself. I must admit, she does fit the model, and to meet her and be around her and to see that, you know, she's still, you know, human, still able to conversate with and, you know, talk about some of the normal things. And I'm definitely like that, even aside from the things I do. You know, I like to talk and just talk about certain things. That's normal. So, you know, we cool like that, and we kind of kicked off as soon as I met her, and I'm really glad of being that, you know. It definitely was Mother's Day. I even gave my good friend a happy Mother's Day. So hopefully you ladies did have a happy Mother's Day. I think it's another lady listening.
Yeah.
I messed up. I didn't say that. Where are my manners? Happy belated Mother's Day to the mother right there.
The other lady, what's your name, ma'am?
Mia.
Yeah, Mia, Eliani, and JoJo.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really know if they're mothers, but happy Mother's Day. It was a song. It's a song that I actually present to my mother. I actually surprised her at church yesterday and sung a song that I present called Heaven Sent. I actually have this song copywritten and trademarked. It's a song that I put out on a few websites. It's a very good song. That's a dedication to her. And I, you know, kind of just hid in the back of the church and came out and, you know, did a little rap thing like that. And, you know, let church go wild. You know, clever boy be doing that, you know. But that's something I'll be putting out heavy. So just hearing the ladies, I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. A lot of ladies and mothers are mothers who are 65. So just having that one day ain't really close to being enough. So maybe the next day is a little good too, along with it, you know.
Hey, I saw a funny post on Mother's Day yesterday too. Like a lot, like I need some of y'all to stop me. Y'all was acting a fool on Facebook yesterday. Somebody said if your kids don't never see you and they always at grandma's house, you don't need to celebrate Mother's Day. You need to celebrate Sibling Day. Like,
oh wow!
Damn, like y'all rude.
I seen that. I could not stop laughing because bitches get all the time.
I'm getting off
Facebook.
I'm getting off Facebook the rest of the day. Yeah, like, you on the grandma's ass now. But, Mama, we ready to go. Baby, I can't do it today. But you said that yesterday, you can't do it today. Oh, man, so big up to
that. I seen a post, they went a little deeper. They said that there should be Other's Day and not Mother's Day because other folks teach your children.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what are you trying to say?
I saw some posts, man. Like y'all was out of line. I can't stand y'all. Oh, so yeah. So yeah, before the strawberry checks out, got a few more questions for you because I got to put you in the ring. I got to throw them at you. So this is extreme questions. Well, I'm gonna ask you some really extreme questions. I'm gonna ask you one. Mia's gonna ask you one. JoJo's gonna ask you one. So
okay.
It's going to be just off the wall, and you got to answer it. So, all right, so my off-the-wall question is, where is the wildest place you've ever had sex at?
Oh, wow.
I-75.
Wait, what does that mean? Wait, let's
go. What
does that mean? I-75?
Yeah.
Expound on that a little bit, because you got us wondering that.
Because, see, that's one thing about strawberry. You got to have skills for things I do.
So, wait, you mean like, you was on the freeway driving?
Yeah.
And
no, he was driving. I was doing all the work.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah.
On the freeway,
wow.
Though, see. Hey, okay. All right, now. As if you talk about I-75, that's a busy freeway.
Hey, I don't care who's looking.
Oh my God, I'm in love.
All right, I'm gonna throw it to Mia, cause me. All right, so Mia, that's all. I'm gonna throw the ball to you. Your crazy question.
Have you ever gotten head from a girl, a woman?
Oh gosh, yes.
Mia, that was smart because she said she had friends. We had to figure out what that meant.
Let me clear it up. That was one time back in 2003. It never happened again. But
oh,
it's offered to me a lot.
I believe that.
The girls are more aggressive to me than the guys are.
I'm very aggressive.
Okay.
I done asked if she married, if she got a man, I'll touch shit.
Oh Jesus! I'm actually I'm supposed to be coming to Houston June 3rd through the 6th.
Oh, that's JoJo's layer. Speaking of which, jump thought about a JoJo. JoJo, what's your crazy question today?
I told you.
I think you killed it, Sadie.
I can't. No follow up. Okay.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
You can.
Let me think this carefully because this is my last question. Have you ever done a threesome?
What's the question?
Have you ever done a threesome before?
No, but it's been offered.
Would you do a threesome?
Yeah, I would.
She's so calm. Like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
no,
I would.
I would do it. It depends on the person.
Depends on the person. Yes. There you
well,
go.
Yeah,
there
I'm talking
enough.
About the right people for you. You know, not just no random baggedy end bitch or nigga or whatever.
Both parts of the puzzle don't always go together. That's what piss you off. You're like, okay, that person, check. That person, no. Like, nah.
But it has to be one guy, one girl. The girl has to be, like, super thick. Or it has to be two girls where I don't do any work. They just do all the work to me.
She a pillow princess. She just want to lay down. I'm not thick, so I guess I'm out of question. I'm done flirting with you because I ain't got no ass, so you can be fairly disappointed. Very disappointed.
You know, y'all will put me on blast in front of Clever. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he
know
he's going to be good.
You know.
Don't never look at you the same.
You know, I'm going to call you
right back.
Okay, so, all right, so that means, okay, so I'm asking
I was going to interrupt and ask if y'all want me to hang up or not, but I decided not to.
No, you don't got to hang up, sweetie. It's cool. And Clever already know I'm an upfront person. I speak my mind. I'm real blunt. I don't sugarcoat nothing. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, I know what time it is. You know, like I say, I'm really glad to even be a part of the phone call and be a part of your whole career. Ms. Strawberry, I really am thankful, and I know I tell you a whole lot, but I definitely want to tell you now. Thank you for all the things you've done now and all the things that I know you're going to do in my career. I see doors opening for me, and I really appreciate it. You really deserve a whole lot for it, so thank you.
That's what's up.
You're welcome.
All right, so I got one final question for you. This is one I ask a lot of people that come on the show because it's really, really deep. It's a lot to take in. That question is, if you had 24 hours left to live starting now, what would you do with those 24 hours?
Pretty much friends and family.
Is there anything you always wanted to do that you would do in that 24 hours?
I want to go race car driving.
I was
going
to do that.
Me too.
I just saw a commercial, somebody on a racetrack driving a Nissan. I'm like, I'm going to do that now. So yeah,
you
I agree.
Went.
I know. It takes more Speedway right there at the streets. So I got no excuse.
We can go.
Yeah, let's go. We going right now. Bam. Let me get
the car. No. Hell no.
I'm gonna drop a raggedy hoopsie into the racetrack. There we go. All right, so
thank you.
As we get roll out, and Gary goes to our break, before you go, man, let them know again how they can follow you and keep up with all you got going on.
On Instagram, you can find me at strawberry_DA_model. On Facebook, it'll be strawberry69. Twitter will be at Luscious Candy. And you can pretty much find me in a city near you when available.
Yeah.
And
I'm y'all checking
in the process of, yeah, I'm in the process of getting my posters made, so I'll be selling my posters too.
That's what's up. And yeah, again, I'm saying, man, shout out to the pictures. Because you always, I like how my last take I want to put on it is I like how you show plus size women it's okay to show off your assets and be sexy with it.
Right.
So
I do the things that she's too scared to do.
Hey, someone's got to do the dirty job. That's how it goes.
And I got it for him. I got it for him.
Amen.
All right. Appreciate it. Y'all, we're going to go to a music break and we come back. We're going to chop it up. Great, close the show out. So here we go. This is my time. We'll be back.
What's up?
Yeah.
From Dust Live. And, man, that was my time. At about 10 minutes after the show. Yes,
funny.
Man. Okay, so y'all know how every Monday we go about hot mess and hot news. Well, I'm in a hot mess this week. Why am I in hot mess? Because y'all know by day I do graphic design for a health insurance company. Not going to go all into it, but we know that. Well, everyone pretty much knows that by now. But so I'm sitting there, you know, I'm chilling because I didn't cop my work up and really ain't got nothing to do at the moment. And I'm listening to the Black Panties album, you know, that R. Kelly album. It's like old school R. Kelly. Y'all ain't heard that album before, man. Trust me, you cannot listen to that album before 9 o'clock. If you listen to that album before 9 o'clock, it might get in trouble. So I'm at my desk, and I'm pop-locking. I want to pop-locking hard in the music. I'm like, pop-locking hard. And then all of a sudden, like, one of the project managers comes over, and he goes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you. I had some edits for you to finish. Can you get those done to send them to me real quick? And then you get back to what you were doing. And he said, like, in a really sarcastic tone. Like, it was just so funny because he walked in on me pop-locking. It's like, if he only heard what was in my headphones, he really would have been tripping. Which song was I listening to at the time? I was listening to that. Like, it was the most raunchy song that you could listen to from that album. It was Marry the Pussy. I just wanna marry the pussy.
I love that song.
Yeah, see, you can't have headphones must be on when it's that song. My headphones was on, but he walked in me pop locking hard as hell that mug. So yeah, that was hilarious as hell. Like I said, I was in there pop locking hard as hell. Then they
you
got
can't
I mean, you should know by now they can doubt my dancing skills. Like, we've proven this already.
I don't know about pop locking. I see you jig, but anybody can jig.
Hey,
that was five.
I can do it all, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm gonna put it on Instagram. Watch. I can't wait. I'm gonna record that shit.
Oh Lord, I'm gonna watch you. I'm watching. I see your camera come up. I'm gonna stop.
I'm slick, baby. I'm slick.
I put some dance videos out there before because people kept bugging me. I was talking on Facebook. And I was talking about how, man, they playing old school. They playing some mid 2000s something. He was like, man, I bet you want to put a video. So I put a video because people didn't believe I could dance. I was like, oh, okay, this dude don't be lying. He can get it. And then Saturday I went out and I was supporting one of the DJs here. It was his birthday. Shout out to my boy DJ Wired Up. Went to there and I turned that mug out. Like, it's always fun. Like with me, we're talking about how when I'm dancing, you know, people get a fool because I'm tall. They be like, nah. And then they see like, damn, this dude can move. So yeah, I've been killing it, man. Especially working out now, like, it just make it worse. I'm just getting, it's helping me get that much better. So, yeah, don't get fooled. So,
that was
hilarious. That's my hot mess moment. What's your hot mess moment, me? Because you got something, and if you don't tell it, I'm going to put you on blast.
Okay, my show was a hot mess moment. It started at 6, and the show didn't start till 12.
Oh, the door's open at 7 o'clock. My ass, I'm rushing from work, get there, and it's, shit, I'm the first person there. I'm mad as hell.
What time was it when it started?
12:30? Yeah, the first performance was me, just started at 12. About 12:30. It was like, wow, y'all gonna wait in the middle of the week, y'all gonna really wait this long to do performances. Wow.
It was an organized. I will never fuck with that promoter again.
Yes.
Prelo, I don't give a fuck. Yes, I said on the radio, I will never fuck with that promoter again. It was a disaster, but I ended up rocking the show and I did well. So that's all that matters. And most of my most of the people that were there were my people, so it didn't turn out that bad.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, and for me, it's just, you know, some people just so uneventful. Like me, I don't know. I'm not too big on crowds anyway. Mm-hmm. But I like, for like, when there's people there, I like them to be lively, man. Like, don't be on no whack, no phony shit. Like, you just, I don't know, like, people just weird, being weird.
Well, you have to realize, one of the other artists, we don't get along. So it was just like this thick air in the room. Because nobody really likes Yanni, because I'm outspoken and I'm this and I'm that. So that's probably another reason.
Oh, I'm not gonna say, I know how I know my magic word in the show. I ain't gonna say their name because that's free promotion. But I know who you're talking about. Actually, used to break.
You better not say her name.
When I was DJing the club, I used to break their music. But you know, they act like they didn't know who I was. But we gonna keep that moving.
We missed you. Just stop.
I'm not gonna give them any name recognition. They don't deserve it. But okay, so JoJo, what was your hot mess moment for the week?
It wasn't really mine. It was just people I saw out and about. Like, oh my god, at the beach there was a fat lady trying to pull off a two-piece.
Define what you mean.
It was a fat lady, an overweight lady, wearing some little bikini bottoms that I could wear and an extra small top, and you just see that gut coming. Just saw that gut coming out. You know, I went to a taqueria with my homegirl, and she had to get on me because I was intoxicated, and I was talking about everybody. It was this one girl, she couldn't even button up her shorts. And she could barely walk in her heels. I was hoping she was going to fall.
Wow. Again,
I wasn't sober. That's why I was being so mean. I wasn't sober. And then this other chick, she looked like she was, you know, you take your braids out and your hair is like all frizzy.
Yeah.
She looked like she was trying to take her braids out, but she still wanted to go out. So she had this frizzy, uncontrollable fro on one side and then some nappy braids on the other.
Now, speaking of plus size women, I got a confession, Mia. Like, your friend that she brought with you, she was there, so I snuck behind her.
You know she told me, right?
I figured
they got behind her while I was freaking on the pool table. Don't be trying to hurt my friends, yo. I warned you before the show, my bitch. Nobody told you to hurt that bitch on the corner of the pool table.
Hey, I'm
but
letting her know,
but
she
probably listened to it,
like,
so
hey.
It couldn't have been that bad.
She's gonna throw that dress one more good time. I'm just letting it be known. I was like, hey.
I'm a caller today. I'm like, hey, he's talking about you on the radio. Girl. Go ahead and throw it on him. Put it on him.
I knew she was gonna, I know how y'all women do. Like, girl, let me tell you what your friend did. I knew my
name was going to come. Let me tell you what your friend did. I was dancing. She came up behind me. But she didn't say she stopped dancing, so.
Yeah, she actually started going a little bit harder because, you know, I just got that effect, but okay.
Well, whatever. It must have been your jeans.
It's in my jeans, and it's in my jeans, if you get what I mean. All right, y'all. So on that note, that's a great code to show out, y'all. And by the way, Strawberry said that you're beautiful, by the way, Mia. That she told me to tell you in my inbox.
Maybe she'll marry me now.
So, y'all can find the show at blogtalkradio.com/CediJ. That's CEDDY letter J. Go there. Again, you want to, and also the show was on iTunes. Type in Dust Spot Radio Network on iTunes. It is free listed on there, and on Beyond Pod Beyond Pod app, which is on Android, every freaking device, whatever. And you can listen to the show free on there, too. So, plenty of places to listen to the show. You can't miss it. Bam. All right, we out. For Monty FCD, no matter how you do it. Remember, there's a J up, there's a U, there is a way. Follow me at Cedric J Dust, that's CEDBY, letter J D U S K. JoJo, how can they follow you?
Instagram, Selfless JoJo, everything else is on there.
And Mia, how can they follow you?
Everything is Mia Eliani, M I A E L I A N I.
And again, our guest of the night, Strawberry, that says Strawberry, just like it's spelled in the English dictionary, underscore DA, underscore model. Bam, you can't miss it. Go support her. She's doing some things. Heck, you never know. You're in her area, you might want to come link up with her, so make it happen. All right, y'all, I'm going out. Peace.
Peace.